Man, on the dubious waves of error tossed, his ship half foundered and his compass lost, sees far as human optics may command a sleeping fog and fancies it dry land. Spreads all his canvas, every sinew plies, pants for it, aims at it, enters it, and dies. Then farewell all self-satisfying schemes, his well-built systems, philosophic dreams, deceitful views of future bliss farewell, he reads his sentence at the flames of hell. Hard lot of man, to toil for the reward of virtue and yet lose it, wherefore hard? He that would win the race must guide his horse, obedient to the customs of the course. Else though unequalled to the goal he flies, a meaner than himself shall gain the prize. Grace leads the right way. If you choose the wrong, take it and perish, but restrain your tongue. Charge not with light sufficient and left free your willful suicide on God's decree. Oh, how unlike the complex works of man, heaven's easy, artless, unencumbered plan. No meretricious graces to beguile, no clustering ornaments to clog the pile. From ostentation as from weakness free, it stands like the cerulean arch we see, majestic in its own simplicity, inscribed above the portal from afar, conspicuous as the brightness of a star. Legible only by the light they give, stand the soul-quickening words, believe and live. Too many, shocked at what should charm them most, despise the plain direction and are lost. Heaven, on such terms, they cry with proud disdain, incredible, impossible, and vain. Rebel because 'tis easy to obey, and scorn for its own sake the gracious way. These are the sober, in whose cooler brains some thought of immortality remains. The rest too busy or too gay to wait on the sad theme their everlasting state. Sport for a day and perish in a night, the foam upon the waters not so light. Who judged the Pharisee? What odious cause exposed him to the vengeance of the laws? Had he seduced a virgin, wronged a friend, or stabbed a man to serve some private end? Was blasphemy his sin, or did he stray from the strict duties of the sacred day, sit long and late at the carousing board? Such were the sins with which he charged his Lord. No, the man's morals were exact. What then? 'Twas his ambition to be seen of men. His virtues were his pride, and that one vice made all his virtues gewgaws of no price. He wore them as fine trappings for a show, a praying, synagogue-frequenting beau. The self-applauding bird, the peacock, see, mark what a sumptuous Pharisee is he. Meridian sunbeams tempt him to unfold his radiant glories, azure, green, and gold. He treads as if some solemn music near, his measured step were governed by his ear, and seems to say, ye meaner fowl, give place, I am all splendor, dignity, and grace. Not so the pheasant on his charms presumes, though he too has a glory in his plumes. He, Christian-like, retreats with modest mien to the close copse or far sequestered green, and shines without desiring to be seen. The plea of works, as arrogant and vain, heaven turns from with abhorrence and disdain. Not more affronted by avowed neglect than by the mere dissembler's feigned respect. What is all righteousness that men devise? What but a sordid bargain for the skies? But Christ as soon would abdicate his own as stoop from heaven to sell the proud a throne. His dwelling a recess in some rude rock, book, beads, and maple dish his meagre stock. In shirt of hair and weeds of canvas dressed, girt with a bell rope that the Pope has blessed, and dust with stripes told out for every crime, and sore tormented long before his time. His prayer preferred to saints that cannot aid, his praise postponed and never to be paid.